Apple's quarterly earnings report comes out later today, and analysts are expecting to see about a 15% uptick in iPhone sales over last year. But the big question for Apple is, what's next? And we're getting a little more details about that today. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now. And Jason, the Journal is reporting today that Apple is ordering a whole lot of new, bigger iPhones. Tell us about that.
Bigger, much bigger. Hi, Jeremy. That's right. We're reporting that they're planning to come out with, and it's most likely going to be in September, phones that have 5.1 in that range of screen size, which is significantly bigger than the ones now, and that makes them a lot more like their main competitor these days, Samsung, which has, to many people's eyes, look like huge phones.
And how would they compare to those Samsung phones, by the way?
Well, they're about the same size. It's pretty close because, in fact, I've got a Samsung Galaxy phone, the S5 phone, which it would be competing with, the Apple phone would be competing with, and it's about the same size.
And we knew that Apple was going to go bigger, or at least that's the rumor. Of course, with Apple, it's always a rumor that kind of gets repeated so many times. Somebody finds, you know, a prototype in some bar in Silicon Valley, and it goes to a website, and we find out a little more. So we knew that, but what you're reporting today is that they're actually ordering a lot of these phones compared to previous orders from the manufacturers, presumably in China.
That's right. And we're reporting that Apple is asking suppliers to make between 70 and 80 million iPhone 6s that have these bigger screens. So they'll be either 4.7 inches diagonally or 5.5 inches. So really big phone. So I correct myself. That's bigger than the phone that I'm carrying around right now.
Well, and that compares, by the way, to 50 to 60 million of the previous iteration of the iPhone last year. That's how many they had ordered of those. But that does presume that they are really expecting some good sales of these iPhone 6s.
Yeah, I think what they're looking at is the larger market, and there's a statistic that really astounded me. Listen to this. 98% of Android smartphones sold globally that are, you know, that cost more than $400, right? So the higher end ones, 98% of them have screens that are bigger than 5 inches. So people want the big screens. I can tell you that. And I made the switch myself to an Android phone because I wanted to have a larger screen. But one of the things I think is going to be interesting to watch here is that, you know, the other, you know, real fire hose of revenue for Apple is, of course, the iPad, right?
Right.
And that's one of the things we look at when these, you know, when the revenues come in. I'm wondering whether the bigger phone is going to cannibalize sales of the iPad. I know it's done that for me. I'm not using an iPad anymore. I decided to sell mine. In fact, if you want to buy it, it's for sale on Craigslist. But and I shouldn't be using this time for advertising my own wares. But I feel like it's, you know, it's a sufficient size that I can read magazines, newspapers, and I can be a one device guy.
So the phone takes over where the tablet is no longer needed, and I don't even know what happens to the term phablet then, Jason.
The term phablet, exactly. Well, they keep coming more and more fab. And, you know, it's sort of funny that I was reading up about what Samsung's plans is because, you know, they're always trying to one-up one another. And, you know, Apple, when they come out their phone, it most certainly is going to have that sleek style, that metallic casing. That's what we're reporting. It's going to have that same metallic casing that everyone loves in the latest version of the iPhone. And now Samsung, they're planning, according to rumors online, they're planning to do their own metallic case so they can catch up.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. And Jason, by the way, when are we expecting these iPhone 6s to hit the market?
Well, they usually come out in September, so at least that's when the announcements are made. But we'll have to see. They've ordered a whole bunch of them. That's what we know right now.
Jason, thanks so much.
Time to start waiting in line.